Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. And joining the interview today is UCF running back and wide receiver Otis Anderson Jr. Anderson rushed for 614 yards on 125 carries with a nice 5.5 yards per carry average, four touchdowns to go along with 12 receptions, 68 yards, three punt returns for 23 yards. He could do it all. He earned second team all-conference honors from the American Conference. Otis, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well myself. It's been nice here in Texas, warmer weather, as I was talking with you before the recording. I know you're down in Tampa, Florida, training for the NFL draft. How's the weather looking over there on your end?
It is way better than what it is in Texas. Nice and sunny. We get a couple of cold fronts, but you know, that pretty much disappeared after like day three.
As I said, I was there a couple of weeks ago. Nice weather to train. That's great, Otis. So let's talk about your resume as a player on this interview. You've done some extraordinary things throughout high school, throughout your collegiate career at UCF. You are an all-purpose threat. You were a three-star recruit out of Jacksonville, Florida, where you attended University Christian High School. I ask you this, what was it about UCF that secured your commitment coming out of high school?
So that's the question I got a lot throughout my college career. And I think the deciding factor for UCF was just the family-like atmosphere. I committed when Scott Frost was the coach. I actually committed before his first season, so it was coming off of the 0-12 season. And I just saw change. I just saw the vision that he had, and I saw the type of players he was going after. And just the way that the locker room had that sense of fellowship and bond between the players just – so quickly, I believed in his vision, and he told me that he wanted me to play different positions and learn different things to exploit my skills. And I came in, and I went to work, and the rest is history.
UCF has been a program that has been on the rise the last couple of years. You look at what Scott Frost was able to accomplish, Josh Heupel, the most recent coach who just took a job with the Tennessee Volunteers. How much pride do you take in Otis, knowing that you played a big part in getting UCF on the grid?
I take a lot of pride in it. Just being that freshman, fresh out of high school, true freshman, and actually just getting a chance to actually play in those games. I had a great team, and I was just glad to be a part of the supporting cast for McKenzie Milton. It's like every skill set that you have as a player, when you're playing with a great quarterback, that is just amplified. You're able to help him, and he's able to exploit the defense to help you. So the play calling and the quarterback and the rest of the team was just awesome. And it still feels like it was yesterday.
Well, let's talk about that college career. You finished at UCF with 2,182 rush yards, 17 rushing touchdowns, 91 catches, 1,025 receiving yards, 9 receiving touchdowns, and also took a kickoff to the house. So speak on your versatility as a player and how you can make an impact on special teams in the NFL.
So as a player, I'm very versatile. I'm able to run routes at receiver as well as running back. I showed last year that I'm able to run and bang in the trenches and navigate through the A gap and B gaps. And then when it comes to special teams, I'm just a dynamic player. I'm just, once I get the ball in my hand, everything just goes blank. And I always pride myself in being that player that once he gets the ball in the open field, everybody stands up in their seats and is ready for an exciting play. So that's the type of player I always wanted to be. That's the type of player that I felt I became. And I just want to be able to do that for the next level, whoever takes a chance on me.
Absolutely. For those of you who are listening to the interview, if you have not learned about Otis Anderson Jr., I strongly recommend you to go look at some of those highlights. I mean, he is a highlight reel in action. And speaking of that, you're listed as a running back, wide receiver. I know you said you could do both. And looking at your production as a receiving running back for UCF, it was certainly a positive for the Knights. So how does that catching ability give you an edge over other one-dimensional draft prospects?
Just knowing that the game itself is now going to more of a spread and, you know, change of pace offense, I feel like I can come in at any time and give a spark to the offense. I can come in anytime and be the spark for the special teams and, you know, just make a big play to get things going. And that's the type of player that I always wanted to be, and that's the type of player I continue to be. I work hard, and everything else takes care of itself.
Otis, you have incredible stop-start ability with an insane back juke and are dangerous in space. Do you believe that you can replicate your big play ability at the next level?
Yeah. It's just, like I said, everything takes time. So when I first got to college, it wasn't necessarily the speed of the game that I had a problem with. It was just, you know, making sure that I understood the plays to where I can go out and play freely. Because at the end of the day, everybody's a football player that's on that field. And I fear no one. Once I'm on the field, it's me and you. And our team is going against each other. So once I'm on the field, I feel like there's personally nothing that's going to stop me from getting to where I want to go.
For the record, you never average less than 5.4.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yards per carry in a season and accumulated a 6.1 yards per attempt average during your career, which ranks second best in school history. What does that milestone mean to you?
It means a lot because there's been some great, great running backs that came through UCF. Kevin Smith is one of them, and he had an awesome college career. Storm Johnson, Latavius Murray, Adrian Killens, there's a lot of running backs that came through UCF. Those being the ones I just named, me being second in school history and averaging 6 yards per carry, that's something that I really didn't even know myself, and I'm amazed at that one stat, honestly.
Name a person or two that were instrumental in your success throughout your college years.
I will say that the one person that I will give a lot of credit to in my development as a player he's also a player. His name is Adrian Killens. I just named him as being a UCF great. He had a lot to do with my development in the early years of my career. Just knowing that when I came in, he was a receiving back, And he was explosive, and he's known as one of the fastest players in college football for the 4 years he was in college football. And just him taking out the time to making sure that I understood the plays, making sure that I knew why certain plays were being called, and just getting me to dive into the playbook and helping me out and learning so quick. I was able to go out and play fast and play naturally, and use my natural ability to the best of my ability. And since me stepping on campus, I never had to worry about not having a big brother. And he played a huge role in that. And then as far as the second person, I will say that it was my running back coach from the second staff. His name is Anthony Tucker. And he just took another job. But he took my knowledge of the game and my natural ability and applied a lot of pressure to it. So I had no choice but to grow. He kept me uncomfortable, and he always challenged me in the meeting room to explain to the rest of the running backs why certain plays were called, or what does this certain play do for the offensive line to be able to climb it and do such and such, or why is this footwork better for such and such play. And I learned a lot about the defense in general from learning from that coach.
Touching on film study and looking at what opposing defenses are showing you, Otis, how confident are you in your ability to block out of the backfield?
I'm very confident. That's something that I worked on my last year in college. I worked on showing that I'm able to step in, and I really honed in and tried to get down the technique. It's never been the question of if I'm willing to step in. It was just always the technique that came behind it. So I'm very confident that I would not allow my man to get to the quarterback.
So April 1st is coming up, the pro day at UCF. We know that there's a different landscape because of COVID-19. They're not actually going to have a combine in Indianapolis. You've been training, you've been working and preparing for that event to garner some attention from NFL scouts, NFL executives. What's your mindset as you prepare for that April 1st workout?
My mindset is that I'm the underdog, that I'm not receiving the love that a lot of other players are receiving. So I just want to go in and show everyone that will be looking at those numbers after I put them up that I am who my film shows, and the numbers is honestly nothing but confirmation. That's all I want to do, confirm that I'm the same player that I am when I turn on film.
We've talked about it on the podcast, Otis, but the NFL, it continues to evolve into a pass-happy league. But for me, when I watch tape on you, not only can you do that catching out of the backfield, but you are also a strong runner in between the tackles. And because of your ability to do both at a high level, and it's baffling to know that you're not talked about more in the scouting ranks, do you feel like your value in the draft should rise because of your versatility to excel in both categories?
Yeah, I'm always going to bet on myself. So I feel like my draft stock should rise. But if it doesn't, everything happens for a reason. And like I said, all I need is a chance. All I need to do is get my foot in the door. And whichever team took that chance on me, they'll be very, very excited and very happy from what I do.
What do you want NFL teams to know about your character?
I just want them to know that I'm a hardworking young man. I take football very seriously. I'm a family-oriented person. So the fast life and the everything else, I don't worry about that. I love to study film. I love to pick brains of vets and coaches. And I'm just overall, I have a happy demeanor. I love football, so that's what I love doing.
And lastly, is there a current or former NFL running back or wide receiver that you have specific admiration for?
Yeah. I definitely have admiration for Alvin Kamara. That's the That's the running back that if there was one that I can choose and mentor me for a whole summer or for a certain amount of time, I think I would pick him 9 times out of 10 just because of the playing style. He's strong. He can run the ball between tackles. He can go out and run routes at slot and just be productive in both. And that's what I want to be.
Well, there you have it. Otis Anderson Jr., running back receiver out of UCF, as he continues his preparations for the upcoming NFL draft. Otis, it was a pleasure to have you on the podcast today. It sounds like you certainly know your plan. You have your objectives you want to accomplish, and I wish you the best as you continue your quest to make it in the NFL.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Take care and God bless.
All right, you too.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.